take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into Thursday, November 2nd, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you have a comment relevant to the conversation, greatly appreciate you guys texting in and being part of the show today. I monitored House TV starting at 6 o'clock. They gaveled in at 1:30. They took roll call attendance. I was noticing everybody, all 56 Democrats, 54 Republicans showed up. They went to caucus meetings throughout the afternoon. They went to dinner. They came back, started at 6 o'clock, took another break roughly about 10 p.m. But the evil was done before midnight. They wrapped up at 11:52. They adjourned for the legislative day. They'll be back in session here in approximately 52 minutes, 10 a.m. today, Thursday. And it was very interesting, the dynamic. Karen Whitsitt, the only Democrat holdout, that said she was not going to vote for any of the abortion bills if they were going to use taxpayer dollars for Medicaid. Medicaid health insurance dollars, if they paid for abortions, she was off the bills. She was off of all of them. Well, her threat was heeded by the leadership, and they took out Medicaid funding for abortions, which was also the single issue for State Senator John DeMoose in the Senate. So as a result, she fell in line. She crossed over and voted for every single one of the abortion bills, House Bills 4949 through 4959. They all passed. Partisan lines, 56 to 54. Not one Democrat broke the chain of command. Sherry LaFave said, yes, so she basically caved. Yes. She caved in to the party. She held her ground on her issue, which was Medicaid-funded abortion. But the bottom line is they got everything done that they wanted to, undoing protections for women. in the process of getting an abortion, clinics like Planned Parenthood do not have to have privileges at a local hospital close nearby. If anybody is injured or, God forbid, they die at an abortion clinic, it no longer has to be reported. This is absolutely amazing, astonishing what they ran through in making Michigan the number one destination for an abortion. And the arguments were amazing. We'll get into all of it. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Eagles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to End of the Show, second segment of hour number one. Couple of text messages during the break. Rod says, God help us. Amen. Another one says, now they'll probably start offering abortions at school clinics, especially on a way. I wouldn't go that far. Nothing in the bills would prevent them from doing it, but I don't think they want the liability in school districts, especially if something happened. The abortion pill, most definitely. Somebody just texted that in as well. Now, I spoke with State Representative Josh Shriver. He was on the show yesterday. He's the one that brought our attention to the agenda and that these bills were going to be on the floor. Young man from the 66th House District, very conservative district, roughly 65%, 68% Republican, very conservative. Northern part of Macomb County, Washington Township, Romeo, and then heading west to the three eastern townships in northern Oakland County. Very, very strong conservative Republican district. He stood up last night and attempted to give a floor speech, calling it what it was. He spoke the truth. And as soon as he said, abortion is murder, the acting speaker, Lori Podhulski from Livonia, this woman was pure evil. Pure evil. She threatened the state rep Republicans if they spoke out of line. She kept saying, speak to your amendment, when they were getting off topic and giving their opinion about what abortion was. She would mute the mic and gavel them down and order them to get back on topic. Talk about your amendment. Talk specifically about what's in the bill. Do not render your opinion. Well, as soon as Josh Shriver said abortion is murder, she muted his mic and wouldn't allow him to speak. She shut down his First Amendment rights. Clear as a bell. Totally, totally against it. And the interesting response by the other Republicans. I sent out a chain text message to Steve Cara, the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, Neil Friske, Matt Maddock, Angela Regas. Angela got the message. She stood up and gave a great personal speech about her own body, that she had gone to a major hospital in Michigan and had to have surgeries regarding her miscarriages and different things going on in her life. And she explained how she almost died because she contracted an infection in a well-known, well-funded sanitary hospital here in the state of Michigan. Angela did great. Well, the process continued. And they didn't care what any of the Republicans had to say. Barb Ageman, listening, texting into the show, says, no longer pure Michigan. Michigan is where people will go to have the abortions. Michigan, where babies die. While other states are passing stricter laws regarding abortions in their states, Michigan eliminated every safeguard. Every single potential protection that has been passed over the years here in the state, very much so during the Republican-controlled House and Senate and Governor Rick Snyder, they put safeguards in place. 24-hour, basically, time to reconsider going through with an abortion. Well, this Lori Podhulski, who was acting as speaker, stepped down from the gavel had another Democrat woman get up and act as speaker to call on her for her to be able to speak about the package of the bills. And she came out, and I'm not even sure if any of her quote-unquote real stories really happened. But she tried to explain how these safeguards that the Republicans and Snyder had put in place cause certain women undue stress because they had to wait 24 hours before they could get their abortion that they so desperately needed. She spoke about this one case that the baby was defective. Very fragile bone structure. And that the birth itself would break every single bone in the baby's body passing through the birth canal. Excruciating pain, bones would all be broken, and the baby would end up dying anyway, a very painful death. So abortion was the best alternative. Okay, I got a very simple medical question for you, Lori. As the baby continued to grow in the mother's womb, getting to full term, why could not the baby have been taken out by C-section? Not having to pass through the birth canal, simply go into a normal C-section operation and remove the baby from the uterus without pushing it through the birth canal. You see, their arguments, folks, are false. Women being told that their lives were at stake if they went forward with the pregnancy. Basically, arguments that don't hold any medical science. Unbelievable. And the other component to all of this was they had these stories, these Democrat state representatives got up and told story after story of situations that were just laughable. Even though abortion is now legal in our state, these antiquated laws prevent women from having an abortion. Give me an example. Give me a specific example on how and where a woman was denied an abortion in this state prior to last night. They can't do it. It was a false argument. Did the Republicans boo? Did the Republicans call her a liar? Nope. They sat on their hands. A few of them, Gina Johnson, Angela Regas, Josh Shriver, got up and attempted to make a valid argument against the bills. Brad Paquette also got up and spoke. Extremely, extremely disappointed in the House Freedom Caucus, other than Angela Regas. But it is what it is. They had the votes. Karen Whitsitt caved in. She held her ground, did not get Medicaid funding for abortions. That was exempted from the package. So that gave her justification to vote for the bills. And it was a package of bills, you have to understand, that absolutely eliminated every safeguard. One of the other components to that, besides the Medicaid funding, is the 24-hour waiting period for someone to receive an abortion that was tie-barred to the Medicaid funding. Several abortion restrictions known in the industry, they call them targeted regulations of abortion providers, were repealed last night under legislation passed to the House late last night on party line votes. The nine bills repealed the need for health insurance policyholders to have to buy a separate rider for insurance to cover abortion. Also allow students at public universities to access information on abortion. And they repealed all of the hospital-grade regulations on smaller outside abortion clinics. The Reproductive Health Act, RHA, the bills do not eliminate the 24-hour waiting period. Got a text message, why the rush? Why can't you wait 24 hours? Well, that component was tied to the Medicaid funding portion. And because Karen Whitsitt would not vote for it, and also presumably a handful of other Democrat caucus members, they removed it. So the 24-hour waiting period still stands with Medicaid dollars not paying for abortions. The Advocates for Abortion Access laid the failure to move these two provisions squarely at Karen Whitsitt's feet. In a joint letter from the ACLU of Michigan, Michigan Voices, and also Planned Parenthood Advocates, and numerous other groups, thanks to one Michigan House member in her foolhardy opposition to these critical legislative bills, the chamber just passed a watered-down version of the Reproductive Health Act. We condemn State Representative Karen Whitsitt, who pushed to remove these key provisions of the Reproductive Health Act. Her actions will perpetrate the harm being done to her constituents and communities across the state. Why? Because Planned Parenthood claims that an average of 150 patients are forced to cancel their appointments each month due to the 24-hour waiting period. The deliberate, onerous restrictions forces patients to review biased information on a state website, read printed-off materials, at a very critically personal time in their lives. Very interesting process last night. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll wrap this up on the other side. Get to your text messages. We'll be right back.
Michigan News.